there's some things that churches have. Let me just take my own faith as a Christian pastor. Let me give you some things that government or business will never have that the church has. Number one, we have universal distribution. I could take you to 10 million villages around the world, and the only thing in it is a church. They don't have a school. They don't have a business. They don't have a church. I mean, a program. They don't have a fire department. They don't have any government, but they got a church. The church was global 200 years before Davos even started talking about globalization. It is truly the only global organization. It speaks more languages than the United Nations. It's in 1,000 more people groups than the UN. It is the only truly global organization. So we have universal distribution, and we have used this in disaster relief very effectively. I lead a very small network of about 500,000 churches in 162 countries. That's one little network compared to the Catholic Church, which if you go to Africa, 30% of the healthcare done on that continent is done by the Catholic Church. You can't ignore that. You can't. You take the Catholic Church out of Africa, you've just lost the number one provider of healthcare on that continent. So we have universal distribution. The second thing we have is we have the largest pool of manpower. Not accounting all of brothers and sisters who are Jews and Muslims and other faiths, Hindus, Buddhists. If I could just get one half of Christianity involved in these major conflicts, that'd be 1 billion people. Hundreds of millions of people serve through their congregation every week at no cost. No government and no business will ever match the commitment of volunteers to faith. None, ever. You need to understand that as a business leader. The third thing that we have is we have local credibility. Last year, I did a world tour where I did 46,000 miles in 45 days. And in every country, I literally went around the world. In every country, I met with the government leaders, usually the president, the prime minister, the top business leaders, and the religious leaders. And in every one of those countries, what I found is when you get down to the local city level, the credibility lies with the imam, the pastor, the priest, the rabbi. Why? Because that person is marrying, bearing, they're there in the seasons of life, they care for the sick, they help the people. When the wars come, everybody else leaves, all the NGOs pull out, but the church and the mosque stays. Why? It is the community. You can't talk community development without talking about churches and mosques and temples and synagogues. You just can't talk about it.